obviously Michigan's going through some difficult times, but I've spent 20 years in the private sector working in business, and 10 years with troubled companies, either working for them or trying to fix them. And then the last 5 years I've been in Lansing, and I think I'm the only candidate that brings a combination of the private sector along with some real experience about what's happening in Lansing. And I do believe that the state can be turned around, and I think I bring the right background for this, the state to the governor's office if I'm fortunate enough to be elected.
Well, there are a lot of challenges obviously facing the state right now, the economic challenges and people as a result of that leaving, and children leaving, and school districts have declining enrollment, a major problem not just here in the UP but around the state. What are some of the things that if you were elected to governor you would work on to try to stop this flow of the bad economic news?
Yeah, you're right about that declining enrollment. I mean, the state of Michigan has lost more kids under the age of 18 than any other state in the country. It's just, if we were losing our lakes and streams at this rate, we'd declare it a state of emergency. But we're losing our young people, so we've got to stem that tide, and that is number one. It's about job creation. You know, I'm very frustrated that it took 5 years to get the permit issued for the Kennecott Mine. I mean, that is just not acceptable. Business can't function in the 21st century economy with, the government standing in the way of investment. And that doesn't mean we don't protect our environment. But if the permit got issued, then why did it take 5 years to get issued? That's just not right. And that delayed thousands of jobs for many of years. And so Lansing has got to get its act together. We've got to have the regulatory system much more efficient so the people that want to invest and grow in Michigan can do that. We tend to think we can spend a lot more time with agriculture in the state. It's the second biggest industry, and there's a lot of growth potential there. So number one is let's make certain we have jobs for our people so that they can stay in this great state where we are blessed with a beautiful state that offers a lot of amenities. I mean, tourism industry is important, but it's a great quality of life that we have here in Michigan. So let's focus on agriculture, make certain that it's healthy, tourism, and then obviously, the manufacturing base, which down here is, the primary job creator down here, and, let's fight to protect that. Despite all the difficult times we've had in the state, Michigan remains the second in the nation on research and development spending, which means we're at the cutting edge of advanced technology, advanced manufacturing. So this state's going to win. We just got to get our act together.
One of the things that we have seen here over the last couple of years has been a divided line within the House and within the Senate when it comes to the two sides of the aisle. Do you see any possible reconciliation of any true bipartisanship in the future, or is that going to be one of the challenges if you're elected as governor that you either might have to work with or fix? Because you knowing that you're in there right now, I'm sure you see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yo, absolutely. It's been better the last year and a half in a way in the House anyway. Kevin Elsenheimer has been a good partner to work with. Kevin and I get along very well. You're right about that. And, we got to put Michigan first and stop this Republican-Democrat, war that's been going on. It's been a difference in vision between the Senate and the House in terms of how we turn the state around. But I'm very confident that when I look at who may be the next majority leader in the Senate and who will be the next speaker, I have a history of working with both sides of the aisle, even as a freshman legislator when I was in the minority. I got through the 21st Century Jobs Fund by working with the Republicans. I worked very well with Mike Knopfs, who was the chair of Energy and Technology. And if you look at the landmark energy reform we did, that was a bipartisan piece of legislation, a big reform, and we had over 70 votes that were split pretty much evenly between Democrats and Republicans. So on occasion, we do get it right, but we need to do it more often, and where it really becomes a challenge is the budget. And, the Republicans have a different philosophy, but I do think there's a role for government. If we're not going to invest in our state and our people, we're not going to turn this economy around. So we have to have a very balanced approach to how we deal with our budget to make certain that people have access to affordable education and health care.
We are speaking this morning with Andy Dillon, who is the Speaker of the House, but is running for governor as a Democrat. He'll be visiting the Upper Peninsula tomorrow and through Monday in various areas. And Andy, you mentioned, as you're saying about permitting and for business and for getting things moving quicker to get businesses invested in Michigan, you're running as a Democrat. That is a fairly Republican sounding line that we hear a lot from them. Is this sort of a way that, at least it sounds like, you're working on striving for bipartisanship if elected?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the state of Michigan, we're in a state of crisis. We have got to come together and focus on what's best for the people first. And we're not going to do that without working with both parties. You know, we just watched what happened down in Washington. It was very partisan, bitter fight to make certain people had access to affordable health care. We in Lansing have to make certain that people have access to jobs. And that's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's a people thing. And we've got to get past this, you know, who's going to win the next election, and work together. And the first thing I did the last time when we just got reelected, I sat down with Kevin Elsenheimer and said, you know, what's important to you? What are the three things that you want, four things that you want? I know what he wants, and I'm going to work to make certain that he gets what he's looking for, because there's certain things that I'm in need, and I want support from the House Republicans on. And that's what the next governor's going to have to do. The next governor's going to have to sit down with the legislature and form a relationship that can allow us to get things done and avoid the partisan gridlock.
Got just a few moments here, but I was just curious in terms of your take on Mike Cox running, of course, as a Republican for governor, current attorney general, joining this lawsuit against the health care reform. Your thoughts on that maneuver?
You know, we were in session until about 11 last night, but I heard that the governor asked him to represent her to, you know, defeat that lawsuit. So I think now he has to drop that initiative and represent our governor on behalf of Michigan to make certain that the health care legislation that was passed in Washington sticks. So it'll be interesting to watch that dynamic.